Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? It's been a while. It's been a long time. It's been coming. A while. You guys missed us? We sure missed you.
I miss you.
Miss you. Hit him with it. Sean, you are my number one guy.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, I'm Russ.
And I'm his number one guy.
And we're two freaks who love watching
and talking about
movies. On this podcast, we're chatting about the 1989 film Batman.
Ooh, yeah.
We've been watching movies together since we were 10 years old in Sean's basement.
This movie specifically.
36 years later, we're back in the basement.
Sugar Bump's basement?
That's what Jack Palance says when he thinks it's his girlfriend coming in the house.
Hey, Sugar Bump! Jack Palance, the saddlebag with eyes.
In this podcast, we're going to mispronounce words,
forget a lot of people's names,
and most importantly, have fun. This is just another review podcast.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now.
As Sean's mentioned, it's been a while. So we've got lots of things to cover. I think the last podcast we did was in June or July. Yeah, so we've seen a lot of movies, actually, since that time.
Yeah.
Movies in the theater.
What was our last movie that we reviewed? Under Siege.
Under Siege.
Under Siege it.
With Steven Seagal.
And the girl with big boobs.
Yeah, Rebecca Romijn.
Rebecca Romijn, Stamos's stunt double. No, Erica.
Erica Bandu.
The white version.
I don't know what that means, but I believe.
Well, Erykah Badu is black.
Okay.
And the Erica in Under Siege is white.
Okay, now I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It was a name that popped in my head, but I didn't realize.
Realize you were being racist. That's okay. It just happens.
Classic. Okay. What are the movies we watched together? Because these are the movies I watched in the theater over the summer. Alien Romulus. We saw Romulus.
Yeah. Romulus. We saw that together.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine. Did we see that together?
No.
Okay. Trap. Did we see Trap together?
No, I still haven't seen it. You said it was bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. It's on the Crave now.
I'll check it. Don't come in with high expectations. You might enjoy it.
Well, I don't, because you said it was bad. I got no expectations. Twisters, you went and saw that one. I still haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's fine. Quiet Place Day One, we saw that together, didn't we?
No.
Damn it.
No, but I did see it. I saw it on the iPad.
I quite like that one.
I did too. It was good. Really good for a sequel.
Good cat action. Sequel?
No, or prequel. Right.
It's a prequel.
Oh, and it's the number three, wasn't
it's
it?
It's the number three, yeah.
Right.
Quiet Place Day One. Quiet Place Part Two.
Still doesn't beat the first one, but still pretty good.
Is it because John Krasinski's not in it? Do you like John Krasinski or do you Bond?
And he directed the first one too.
Yeah, he does. He stars in it and he directs it. But spoiler, he may not live. The first movie. Spoiler.
Uh-oh.
But he directed the second one, I believe.
I think so too, yeah.
With his wife.
And
probably produced.
An Oscar winner.
Emily Bourne?
No.
Oh.
The Irish guy from Oppenheimer.
Cillian
Murphy, that's it. Yeah, he was in the second one. Yeah,
that's correct. Did Cillian Murphy live or did he die?
I don't remember.
I feel like he might have lived.
I think he lived. To tell another day.
To make the bomb.
To make the bomb that blew up all the aliens.
Hiroshima. Inside Out 2.
Is that a porno?
Yes. It's like in and then out and then in and then out.
Yeah.
Inside Just twice. Out.
Three times. Two times. It's over after
Two
twice.
Two times a many.
When you get old, it only takes twice.
Did you not see the Inside Out?
I haven't seen it yet. No, I've got it and I keep bugging the kids. Hey, you want to watch this one? But
what's wrong with your kids?
I don't know. We watched Wild Robot instead.
Oh, I heard that's good.
Oh, it's fabulous.
But you know what's really good?
The Inside
Out 1.
Oh, yeah. Inside Out 2 is not good?
It's fine. It's good. It's
some new emotions as involved. Good as Inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
anxiety. A little more
like that's real. I felt that one.
A little more
Just came back to me.
Modern times, eh?
Oh,
everybody in their COVID anxiety.
Cell phones. The Instigator on Apple TV. Did you see that movie with the Matt Damon and the Casey Affleck?
No. That's a comedy, right?
It's comedy action.
Comedy action.
I would say lower your expectations.
Okay.
And I had a great time.
Oh.
At home.
Who else did one?
Not in the movies.
The Pit. And the Clooney did that, the Wolves.
I also heard that wasn't very good either.
Yeah, I'd still.
So lower your expectations.
I don't I go.
Any Apple movie, lower kind of lower
Yeah, I don't peruse the Apple except the TV stuff very much. But I did check out Dark Matter on Apple TV.
Okay.
I binged it. Someone at work recommended it, and that's why I checked it out. It's with
Sarah Connelly, isn't it?
Jennifer Connelly, and I forget what's his name.
Plays Luke Skywalker's uncle.
Yeah,
in the new movies.
Yeah.
I do like that guy.
Yeah, he's really good. I know his name's on the tip of my tongue. But no, that was really good. So good. Okay. I just binged the shit out of it. So
I think you There's can. I think if you have the time, you can get into those Apple Plus. Hmm. You know what is a good Apple Plus TV show?
No,
Slow Horses.
Oh, that with Gary Oldman?
Yeah, that's really good too.
Yeah, I've heard there's lots of good ones. I just, a lot of dramas. And yeah, I guess,
you got to really get in the headspace.
I guess so. It's hard to get in the headspace when my TV time is 10 o'clock onwards at night. Yeah. So it's like
free ticket to ride on TV time.
And I normally last about 15 minutes.
Then you fall asleep.
Yeah. Instantly.
Interesting. I can watch probably until about midnight and then I switch to a podcast. That's
something good.
And then I fall asleep.
Yeah. Like It's What's Inside. I started watching at 10 o'clock and I did not fall asleep. I made it to the midnight and finished it. That
keeps you going. We'll talk about three Netflix films that have come out recently: His Three Daughters, It's What's Inside, and Rebel Ridge.
Right. I've not seen The Three Daughters one.
It's a tearjerker.
Yeah, that's what you said. So I've been holding off.
And it's like a play, but on the TV.
Oh, kind of like just Batman.
It's like you know the old Batman play?
Yeah. The old Broadway musical Batman.
What was that? That was called Birdman. What was that called?
Birdman.
Was that the Michael Keaton one?
Yeah.
Which was kind of like Batman, but it was Birdman, but a play.
Same guy.
Rebel Ridge, you enjoyed, but you didn't like the last half.
Mm. What was my kind of quick synopsis? It was like a modern day Rambo without the PTSD.
Right.
And it started off really good, mm-hmm. and I thought it was going really well the first half, and then it just kind of started to go downhill for me, anyways.
I enjoyed it all the way through.
And I was expecting more action in it, and there was just kind of a little bit of action at the end. It was
Marvel flying.
It was more of a caper.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was caper.
Yeah.
No Rambo helicopter.
No.
What was the helicopter scene in Rambo?
Yeah.
Did the helicopter crash or did he just fall off?
No,
of
a helicopter? The guy that was doing the shooting, he threw a rock at it. That's right. Rambo threw a rock and brought down the helicopter. Yeah, okay. No. He knocked the guy out of the helicopter.
All in Hope, BC.
Actually, no, he knocked the helicopter.
Okay.
And then the helicopter lost control because Rambo can lift some heavy ass rocks.
Damn.
And then the guy that was hanging out the edge shooting fell on his own accord.
Right.
It was sort
it
of.
It was a choice.
Yeah.
He made a choice
to not wear a tether and be a bit of a jerk. So, yeah.
Bold choice. Anyways, as far as the streaming movie wars, I would say maybe not Apple TV, but Netflix has got some good movies out right now.
Yeah,
check that out, everybody.
Yeah. What about The Penguin? Speaking of Batman. Well,
I was going to say, in a world where Penguin is quietly streaming on HBO and The Joker 2 flops in the theaters, we're going to talk about the Batman
movie. The Batman.
But to your point, have you watched
the Batman? Yeah, I've been keeping up on it. It's good.
I just didn't like the last two episodes ago, and it kind of brought me right out.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I don't know.
The girl in it, I forget her name, lead actress, she's so good.
Christine.
Yeah, Lupa. I guess she's been getting lots of traction that they're putting her in the second Robert Pattinson movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't she the one in Palm Springs with...
Yep.
What I thought.
Yeah.
What's her name? Kristen
Milioti.
Milioti.
Yeah, she must be Spanish.
No? She plays Sofia Falcone. Sounds a little Italian to me. Mm. And we can make fun of the Italian because we're...
White.
We have a little Italian in us, and his name is Charles.
Charles from Italy. I banged your mommy.
Hey, boys.
And you didn't get her pregnant, but there's a little bit left over. And it mixed in with your daddy's stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Charles.
That's rated R. I could say jizz, can I?
Is that a coin?
Jizz
is not a swear word.
Sean, stop.
That shit's a swear word.
Damn it, Russ.
Every time Sean swears.
Or Russ, the odd time.
We put
a coin in the jar.
And then at the end of the year, Sean smashes the jar against a concrete wall and dances.
Yeah, and we donate the money to charity.
Like an Irish boy.
Donate it to charity.
We donated to charity. Right. So the Batman. No, it's not the Batman. It's Batman. Because the right. Batman is Robert Pattinson.
Right. This is just Batman.
This is Batman. Directed by Tim Burton. Written by Bob Kane.
Wait. Sam. I think we missed a bumper. We're so ready? No, wait. You're right. Never mind. See, I'm rusty. You're
fine. No, that's okay.
I'm rusty. No, you're ready to go.
You could have played anything. What were you going to play? Play it.
Just... But that's what we do before the synopsis.
Oh, okay.
So let's yeah, if let's talk about
if you're playing at home, 1 point for you, 0 points for us.
No, one screw up point for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
0 screw up points for you at home. Oh my goodness, who's that?
What are you laughing at?
You freak. That's Jack Nicholson playing Jack Napier, who soon becomes the Joker in the movie Batman. Written by Bob Kane, Sam Hamm, and Warren Scarin.
Bob Kane, he wrote a lot of the comic books.
Okay.
I believe.
I hear you.
I don't know.
No,
I know that name.
No, you say it confidently, and I go...
Yeah. I think Bob Kane was responsible for a lot of the comic book writing, at least a lot of the newer stuff.
Yeah, there is...
Newer as in when we were born.
Sure, and I think like some of the comics were getting really popular leading up to this movie too. So there was some like good runs about the Joker and Batman that were getting really popular and maybe bring it up to the limelight. But one of the main artists of Batman wasn't able to be in the film, I think, for some reason. But he's like when Knox is in the newspaper, office,
yeah,
and someone draws a picture of a bat.
Oh, okay,
they sign it by the actual. Illustrator of the Batman comic, even though that's not him. But if you look for it,
I feel like the copy guy must have been a cameo of somebody too as well.
Which was the copy guy?
I don't know. When he's like copy, and the guy standing right beside him, he's like, yeah. It just seemed like
just a lot of like young, fresh faces,
maybe
just reacting genuinely.
Some sort of cameo from a.
Have you ever acted before? No, you're perfect.
You're in it.
Thanks, Tim Burton.
For my start. And my finish.
Speaking of people that Tim Burton made, Jack Nicholson is in this movie.
Nice.
Never in a film before this movie.
Ever.
But actually pretty good for him. Good for him. I think no one's having more fun than Jack.
What?
I think no one's having more fun than
Oh, Jack. Yeah. I've got a note on that too. Sorry. Yeah, we're actually talking about his shit here. So. No, for sure. He seems like he just had a wonderful time making this movie.
And I think he loved the movie, not only because he made like $600 million, but I think he really enjoyed it and loved like watching it over and over again.
It seemed like he had carte blanche,
yes,
to just do whatever
like
he wanted.
He justified the fact that the guy was like completely insane and could do anything. There was no, he didn't have to be consistent with how he acted. And nothing shows that more, the fact that he killed Bob. His number one guy.
Yeah, in the movie. Poor Bob.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it. But I would say probably out of all the superhero movies, Jack Nicholson's having probably the most fun. Other than
you got here, he made $60 million.
So his agreement was he got a percentage of the gross. Maybe he was like, hey, don't pay me as much up front, but I want a percentage of the gross. Or maybe they couldn't afford actually his full salary. Mm. And because, Jack Nicholson, pretty big, despite what I said earlier, pretty big guy, pretty big name.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have commanded the most salary out of all.
And he'd be like, okay, you know what? I was going to do a Jack Nicholson impression, but I realized I can't. Took a percentage of the gross. And guess what? Worked out for him.
Didn't it?
Didn't it? But not having as much fun as maybe Jeff Goldblum or Cate Blanchett in Ragnarok. That was the only other superhero movie I could think of when I really enjoyed the villains, and the villains look like they're having more fun than anybody else.
Right. Maybe Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
But do you think he had
fun? It's a different type of fun.
Yeah.
I don't think he probably did. He probably got all method.
Yeah.
Didn't he win an Academy Award for that?
He did, a post-mortem Academy Award.
Oh, what happened?
He
died. He went to Brokeback Mountain and never came back. A lot of connections, though, Jack Gyllenhaal.
Fucked the shit up.
Jake Gyllenhaal can kill me anytime.
No.
So, like, I was trying to, and I didn't rewatch The Dark Knight.
No, I didn't watch any other Batman. I was going to try and squeeze in
Returns.
Batman Returns, yeah, but then, no, I didn't.
But I was thinking about, like, what Jack Nicholson did with Joker and Batman compared to how Heath Ledger kind of, there's kind of some mirror scenes. Like, there's that one in Batman, there's Jack Nicholson that when he's and he's in that kind of like mafia room and he's meeting with all the mafia heads for the first time, and he does he has to prove himself, so he like uses the magnet hand, or the electrocution. Right. And I was thinking of like the Heath Ledger. Isn't there like a similar scene in Dark Knight where they're all sitting around like a kitchen, a commercial kitchen, and he does something with a pencil?
Yeah. He interrupts kind of one of their big mob group meetings and comes in and says, "Hey, hire me to kill the Batman," and they didn't take him seriously. And the one guy sends his thug over to deal with them, and he just kind of slams his head into a pencil.
So, you know, and then there was the whole, like, I think in the beginning of Dark Knight 2, they do that whole robber scene where everyone's wearing, like, a Joker mask.
Yeah.
And then they do that, like, mime scene in Batman when they're all kind of walking through the streets when there's all these mimes.
But Jack Nicholson kills a guy with a pen in Batman.
Right.
Right? Pen pencil. The pen is mightier than the sword, right?
And the pencil. Yes.
So, okay. Hey, there you go. Maybe that's what Nolan's little nods
to Tim.
Maybe.
You did it right, buddy.
Who else is in this movie?
Michael Keaton.
Batman. Remember the backlash when they announced?
Yes.
I mean, we didn't even have the internet back then, but we still could hear the rumblings of the backlash of
Michael Keaton. When people call you up on the dial phone and be like, "Well, what do you think about this Michael Keaton
film?" Yeah, Michael Keaton.
I guess it would be the newspaper.
Critics, I'm only 11 years old. I have no idea. Who's Michael Keaton? He's from Mr. Mom.
And I remember like that because in a little bit later, I'm going to ask you like, who's your blank character? Mm. Like, who's your favorite one? And I even to this day, I think Christian Bale? I think Christian Bale is my Batman.
Yeah.
Like, I think I make the connection easier in my head when I say,
"Where are the drugs?"
I'm like, okay, like playboy millionaire in the day, vigilante at night. Christian Bale fits that. Like, just
He's got the playboy side.
And he's got the muscle side too. Like, I believe he knows martial arts.
That he could kick your ass.
Michael Keaton, and especially when you know the fact that he really couldn't move or hear in this outfit, I don't believe.
And he got his ass kicked at the end too.
Yeah.
The clock tower scene.
By Jack Nicholson.
One of his thugs really took him to town, but then was able to kind of threw him off the balcony, down the staircase,
right,
or whatever. But he seemed to be getting his ass handed to him there.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, because they don't really explore him getting any sort of training or anything. They keep it really high level, surface level, right?
Like, yeah, there is justification in Christopher Nolan's movies of like, how does he get this technology?
Yeah, how do you get the toys?
Morgan Freeman. He's got Morgan Freeman kind of working for him, and
it's very grounded. A lot of your questions are answered.
Which I think, but I mean, how, like, Batman, the movie, is a lot more grounded than the old TV show that we used to watch, the Bing Bang Pow. So, anyways, that being said, I really enjoyed Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton's, and obviously he works with Tim Burton a lot with Beetlejuice, right? Beetlejuice 1, Beetlejuice 2.
Don't say it again.
That's only twice. Wait, did I just say it?
I think you just said
it. I think it is. Oh, there he is.
Oh, hi. Do you have a sound clip for Beetlejuice?
I do not.
Okay. What about this one?
What about which one?
This one. I don't know. Just go fuck yourself.
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
So there is, like, we did talk about the...
don't tell me what to do.
The writers. And they did, like, there is a lot of memorable lines. Like, I can't remember the last time I watched this movie, but everything was coming back to me.
Get those wonderful toys. Yeah.
But there was a lot of improvisation.
I feel like they were all in the trailer.
Yeah, the Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton did a lot of improvisation to this movie, and that's awesome. Mm. But kudos to the writers as well. Kim Basinger's in this movie.
Mm.
And
Basinger.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just kidding.
No, it could be.
No, I'm just right on the nose. Is it how Basinger it's spelled
or Basinger?
Who knows?
Tomato, playing Vicky Vale. I feel like Kim did good.
Yeah. Just nice to look at.
I mean, I can't remember it being very impactful for me at the time, but looking back at it now, she's very charismatic.
Mm.
I didn't have a Vicky Vale poster in my room, but I shoulda.
Now, Vicky Vale, is she
in the comics?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Is she an ongoing character?
Yeah, I believe so.
How come she wasn't in the Nolan universe or any of these other ones?
What's deal?
You think because they already touched point on her in the Tim Burton films?
Well, who does Katie Holmes play? And then Maggie Gyllenhaal in the second
movie. I don't know. I forget.
Rachel, where's Rachel? Where's the drugs?
Rachel! She plays Rachel. A mad Rachel.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't know what the, I mean, maybe there's just a lot of, or there's a lot of context in like other characters in Batman's life that you don't always have to pick Vicky Vale. And maybe once Kim Basinger did it, she's got it, man. You can't, you can't replace what Kim did. Vicky Vale, who's that? Wasn't there a Prince song? Who's that, Vicky Vale? Or is that in the Prince song?
Yeah, he just used the soundbite in it.
Oh, that Prince. We'll talk a little bit more like about him. Robert Wall is playing Alexander Knox.
The unsung hero of this film.
I remember really liking him as a kid. And I enjoyed him now. And I remembered, as I watched this movie, I know 1989, how old were we in 1989?
11.
We were 11 years old, thank you. I remember the line, give Knox a grant, completely confounding. Like, I didn't understand what that meant.
No, yeah. I like rewatching this movie, especially with subtitles, is that, a lot of the lines as a kid that just went over my head. Now I totally understand.
But I remember being obsessed with it a little bit. Like, what does that mean?
What does he mean? Give him Grant.
And not asking anybody what it means, maybe, or obviously not having the internet, like you pointed out. But now getting it immediately, which was kind of fun, actually. It was a little like I had accomplished something. Like, it was like I turned a page in my understanding of life. Pat Hingle plays Commissioner Gordon. And for me, this is my Commissioner Gordon. Like, if I closed my eyes and you said, "Who picture Commissioner Gordon?" I think I'd think of Pat.
Right.
Pat Hingle. Like, he just
not seems, Gary Oldman.
Not Gary Oldman. Not who plays Commissioner Gordon.
Gary Oldman is better, more suited to when he is in lieutenant ranks, right? Before he became the commissioner. Sure.
Yeah, I just think of Commissioner Gordon as just this burly grandfather,
boss man.
Yeah, someone who could read you a story at night, but also, you know, put handcuffs on you at night, maybe. Who plays
Lando Calrissian?
Oh yeah, in this movie. That's funny. Billy Dee Williams.
This he was just very small, very inconsequential. Is he in Batman Returns?
No. So I guess they wanted. I guess contractually they were supposed to bring him back, and then because there's a movie where Harvey Dent, Toothface, is played by the fugitive
Aaron Eckhart.
Oh, no, that's
Nolan's universe.
Yes, Nolan's universe. I'm talking about like what it was, either George Clooney or Val Kilmer as Batman.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah,
play Harvey Dent. And I guess they had to offer it to Billy Dee Williams first, and either didn't like the script or they bought him out, and then they offered it to whatever person.
Just as well. Could you see Billy Dee Williams pulling that off alongside Jim Carrey?
Well, I don't think they'd got along, Jim Carrey. And
he called him a goof or something like that. Yeah. He just thought he was a big old goof.
They didn't connect. Tommy Lee Jones. And I think we were kind of robbed from the Billy Dee Two-Face character.
Yeah.
But you know who did it was he voiced that character in the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, nice. Well, then he go. Maybe that was his contractual obligation right there.
Oh, yeah. But maybe from Warner Brothers, because Warner Brothers has done all those movies. Right? They own the rights for DC.
Right.
Okay.
Rights.
Michael Gao plays Alfred Pennyworth. Again, this is my Alfred.
Yeah.
I feel like if I close my eyes and said
Michael Caine.
I like Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
I like Gary Oldman, but they're just not, they're not part of the Batman universe for
Michael
me.
Michael Caine.
I love Michael
Caine. I'm Michael Caine.
Jack Palance plays boss Carl Grissom.
Because that's the only way I can sound like Michael Caine.
Just by saying his name.
Yeah.
Say my name.
Say my name.
And Tracy Walter plays Bob the Goon.
Bob the Goon. Tracy Walter.
Good friend of Jack Nicholson.
Nice.
Convinced Tim Burton to play in the movie. I think he's like the number one guy. I think he's the best.
He's a good sidekick to the villain. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he did, and I didn't do the research to figure it out, but he should have been in lots of movies.
How much does this movie make?
This movie made $400
million. $400
million
for back in 89, I think, is a lot of money.
They made a superhero movie for $35 million.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's normally $350
million. Yeah.
So the profit margin on this was huge.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Huge, and it all went into Jack's pocket. It won Best Art Direction in the 1990 Oscars to Anton Furst and Peter Young. And I kind of, I just didn't realize
how much that did play into it, like the art direction, the practical effects, the stylized sets, as much as it did. And I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize how many map paintings and miniatures were used in this. Fantastic.
And it's got that kind of like Metropolis. It's like that 50s Art Deco kind of motif with the buildings. Yeah, it's cool. Like, it's kind of sci-fi, very but Batman, it's also like
the animation old-fashioned show.
Oh.
Which is so good. We were talking about that.
It must be based yesterday. On how the comics would have drawn them.
Right? Yeah.
Give credit where credit's due.
That that animation series, what they did is instead of drawing on white paper, they drew on black paper. Because it was just so dark and black and moody.
And the pen was white.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you know what? And they just, you know, since so much of the scenes were black, they just, let's just draw on black paper and fill it in.
Yeah.
It was smart.
Smart.
Totally smart.
The more you know.
You ready to, we've been talking about this a lot already, but...
But here's our little synopsis.
Let's give the viewers a little taste of what happens in Batman.
Who's viewing this right now? Give the listeners... Bruce Wayne's parents were... Bruce Wayne's parents were killed outside a theater in Gotham City.
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
They were shot dead by Jack Napier.
And a young Bob.
Because of that, Bruce Wayne created an alter ego by the name of Batman.
Batman, now that there are tons of them.
As a masked vigilante, he hunted criminals at night to help manage his childhood trauma.
Managed is debatable.
During one of his escapades...
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
He drops criminal psycho Jack Napier into a vat of chemicals.
Sploosh!
This incident transforms Jack into the Joker. The two freaks, Batman and Joker, compete for the crown of the most popular person in Gotham, as well as hand of the beautiful Miss Vicky Vale.
I'm Vicky Vale.
Winged charades and balloon parades ensue, all leading to a final climb up the Hill Valley Clock Tower. Is that a Back to the Future?
That's the wrong movie. That is a Back to the Future reference.
Batman wins an all-out fist fight.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses now, would you?
Pow.
Pew, pew, pew.
Stealing the last laugh from the Joker, who falls maniacally to his death. let's broaden our minds, Lawrence.
I guess that's one thing we didn't talk about.
What's that?
A musical score by Danny Elfman and original songs by Prince.
I'm sure not only rewatching this movie many times, but also re-listening to the album.
Oh, it was on repeat, I think.
At your house, at my house, at both of our houses.
I don't know. The VHS was on repeat at your house, and the soundtrack was on repeat at my house.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You have memories of watching this at my house?
Oh, tons.
Oh, interesting.
I think every sleepover in elementary school, put Batman in VHS. Yeah, I think we wore that thing out.
Yeah, possibly. I wonder if I don't think I still have it. No. And then the music, because Prince was pretty... So if we were 11, we were in grade 6, grade 7.
I don't know.
Because when did 7? Oh, 7.
That was a couple years later in junior high. That was a grade 9.
Prince was having a good...
He was on a roll. A
few years for
us. And then before that was all the Purple Rain era and stuff like that.
See, that I kind of missed that.
But I missed that too, but I've enjoyed it now as an adult.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very good.
And then we got the comedy of Prince with his stories of cocaine.
Right.
So what do you think of this movie, Sean?
Let's talk about the hooker scene at the very beginning.
What?
Yeah. When it's almost like you feel like it's the Wayne family, but it's not. It's the setup to Batman.
Oh.
But it's kind of like this parallel. This is kind of the
right.
You think it might be. And
it did trick me at first, but I'm like, these guys look poor.
Yeah.
And the Waynes, they ain't poor.
This kid and his mom and dad, they're trying to find a taxi. They can't hail it down, and they're walking down like...
Definitely a poor person problem.
Yeah, down the main street in Gotham or whatever, and some hooker turns to the little kid, and she's like, hey! I just thought,
have some decency.
What an interesting choice. Like, why didn't they at least have her react to the dad?
Right.
Why choose the child?
Maybe she's like, my kid's at home. I just love seeing little boys out on the street.
Hey, little boy.
Maybe it was just more like a friendly tickle. I felt
that was an interesting choice.
I think it just shows the darkness of Gotham. Like the evilness that lurks.
I'm succumbed by evil. I can't make proper choices. Not only am I a hooker, but I choose children.
What's in your wallet?
Hooker money.
Can you pay for this? Swipe the card in the between the two cheeks. I kind of went by that pretty quick, but you're right. I was just concentrating on the fact that they weren't the Waynes.
Right.
It's like, is this a Twig? Is it Twig? Because there is that joke of like every Batman movie has to deal with the whole origin story of his parents.
Right. Except which they touch like what? About halfway through the movie, they give us the death of the Wayne family in the alleyway, right?
And the pearls that fall to the ground.
Pearls.
Pearls.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about the map painting and miniatures. I think watching it as an adult and obviously being totally oversaturated with CGI, right, knowing there's zero CGI. Yeah,
all practical effects.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And there's only a few times where I'm like, oh, that looks like a little miniature. But most of the time, I'm in it to win.
Him in the Batwing and some of the long crane moves up the out exteriors of the buildings and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think when the Batwing, is that what you just said, the Batwing?
Yeah.
Batcrane crashes into the street. I think I was like, well, that
yeah, looks and just
like
flying a through the air at 1.2, right. You could tell it was, yeah. But I love,
but
the
still holds up.
Oh yeah,
like I never was like,
fake. I thought it was great.
Fake.
No,
and
yeah,
and actually,
it gave it that flavor too.
Like, green screen, like green screen takes me out more than that kind of shit.
Yeah, totally. And they still some popular people like Peter Jackson in the Lord of Rings used a lot of miniatures and stuff like that as well. It just gives it that sense of realism. I really like it.
Sauron's Tower.
When they did
that big crane shot where it goes all the way up the tower, isn't that just one big?
And when the trees flooded all the orc.
Oh yeah,
Ents. Like
the Ents, the trees.
Work area.
Right, they were working on the railroad.
Yeah, when they were digging up all the other orcs.
Right, sure. Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
Morkai, or whatever they're called.
Orkai. When they like breed like bigger, stronger orcs.
Yeah, I can't keep up with all those names.
I'm just making that up. I don't really
suppose there's going to be another Lord of the Rings movie.
Well, there's The Rings of Power, which is on Prime now.
But a new movie.
Oh, when is this going to take place?
I don't know.
They've done
new material.
They've done The Hobbits. They've done The Lord of the Rings. They've done The Silmarillion. Silmarillion? No, I guess maybe they haven't done The Silmarillion. I wonder what this movie's going to be about. Maybe it's like taking liberty, like artistic liberty with like something that we haven't seen. Huh. Maybe it's like Samwise Gamgee married with Rose. Sam and Rose.
Yeah,
just,
maybe.
And just two kids, hobbits making kids, it work in the Shire.
New hobbits going on an adventure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm too old for this shit.
Old Sean Astin.
That's all that Samwise says the whole time. I'm too old for this shit.
Keep up, Sam. Yeah, I bet you, like, all those actors, Merry and Pippin, they'd be all in it. Again, old hobbits. Like, what was the movie about the old guys on bikes? Old dogs? Old dogs?
Old hogs? Grandpa Hogs?
Grandpa Hogs?
I don't know. That movie looks all horrible.
Do that in the Shire with the old hobbits.
Speaking of out of breath, I feel like every line that Jack Palance delivered, that he was out of breath. Like, I think he just smoked way too many cigarettes.
Mm.
Who knows?
I think him and Tim Burton didn't really get along.
Oh, really?
Because I think, you know, Jack, old Hollywood, and Tim maybe still up and coming.
I think Tim's a bit of an eccentric guy, too. Yeah, wild probably. Hair.
But I think he does a good job in this short role.
Who, Jack or Tim?
Jack.
Oh, yeah,
Tim.
Yeah.
No, Tim does a great job.
Oh, dude, I think he paved the way for, I mean, minus Superman and Richard Donner, but between those two, I don't really think there was much. There was probably a lot of sci-fi space stuff in the 80s.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like the best, because Dick Tracy is like a year after. That's very stylized too, based on the comics. But nothing really hits, I think, until like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then I think that really, if Batman and Superman paved the way, Spider-Man was like, okay, there's something
like the here. Big budget stuff.
Yeah, there's something here. We can do this without being so.
We can milk the shit out of these.
We can make it a little bit more commercialized.
Yeah. Robert Wall.
You are my number one.
Where the heck was he from?
The Knox character?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know what.
And where did he go after
this? I did look at his internet movie database.
I need a beer. Keep talking. I'll be right back.
So we're in the basement, and Sean brought over. This podcast is featured by Stanley Park Brewing, the Sun Settler. We're having wheat ale. I'm going to have one. It might upset my tummy. But I've got Bud Light in the fridge waiting for me. Sure, I'll have a Bud Light. Wow, look at this. Doing stuff with guys, making a podcast and drinking beer. Bud Light. No, this is my beer of choice now. Because I can drink a lot and not eat and not get hungover or feel upset. Yeah,
and they're low calories.
I think when it was COVID, I just overdid the craft consumption, and I've now just like completely double backed. Not that I ever really actually drank Budweiser.
They're quite hoppy, the craft stuff. I always find a lot of the craft beers hoppy. Quite
hoppy. So you know what else this gentleman, Robert Wall, is in? He's in Bill Durham, which is not a movie.
Bull
Durham is.
That's a really good movie.
Kevin Costner.
Tim Robbins.
Maybe we should rewatch it because
Susan Sarandon.
Sarandon.
She's hot in it.
Good morning.
I almost put a swear jar for hot.
Because you were thinking swears?
I think I felt guilty for a second. I was like, I'm just put a coin here for my wife. It's like getting smacked.
I know what you're thinking. I know what's in your mind.
Don't say anybody's hot other than me.
I know what's in your mind. He's also in Good Morning Vietnam.
Don't remember it.
Sure. I mean.
Don't remember it.
I don't think
other anything than stands so up hot the much. Camels are swimming. That's like the only line I remember.
Is that from Rob Williams?
Yeah, from Vietnam.
Again, no
mess. It's hot, damn hot, so hot the camels are swimming.
I think he is a little bit of like a, besides Bob the Goon, you know, he stands out. Everyone does such a good job in this movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, who doesn't do a good job? Everyone does a good job. The mayor does a great job.
I felt like someone at work mentioned this, and I think it rings true the more I think about it. It felt like almost like a Broadway musical. Sans, obviously, the sing-alongs and stuff like that. Just the set pieces, decor, just everything. It just seemed like you could have watched this as a play.
Right.
And that's a good thing in this context. Like, yeah.
Very theatrical, is
what
you're saying.
Yeah. And very removed from...
Real life,
exactly. Right. Very, very escapey.
Yeah.
What would be a better word for that?
No, I think it's great. I think it's surreal. Great. It's surreal. And it just holds up so much better compared to everything that we've been through over the last, you know, 10, 15 years with everything else, right?
Because they're like, okay, people have superpowers and this and that. But then with the CG, it's almost like, you know, they're trying to ground it. This did not try and ground anything whatsoever. It was definitely a complete different universe, you know what I mean?
But it is grounded. It is grounded. Like, when you think of Marvel when you're like, what are these guys is really super? Like, it's like their superheroes are like, they have massive strength. They can also somehow use the Force. Like, even like people like Hawkeye and the Black Widow, who you're like, well, they're not supposed to be superheroes, but they can fall off a building and be okay. Like, there is a super aspect to all these creatures, but then you really feel like the Joker and Batman are not immune to regular hazards of the world.
Right.
I guess falling into a vat of chemicals is kind of silly that you would overcome for that. But I mean, you have to start from somewhere. But I do feel like if you know, Batman got shot, if he didn't have a tin in his shirt, he would have died.
Yeah. Maybe it's like the news station is a good example. It used sort of modern day technology, but it felt very old school.
Right. And that's the style all of it. Like, to me,
very 50s, but it was an 80s news booth.
You can't age this show because it looks futuristic, it looks old-timey, and it looks current all at once. Like,
yeah.
You can't, which is cool. Like, there is no time and place specifically. It's happening all times.
No, you said this is your favorite Alfred out of all of them.
This is my favorite Alfred. This is my favorite Commissioner Gordon, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Like, that, like Batman Alfred.
Batman and Alfred. Yeah, the very old parental Alfred. Yeah,
like Jeremy Irons is like
Michael Caine was pretty close, but not quite.
I like Michael Caine.
Yeah.
So if you put Michael Caine in a movie, I'm like, I like Michael Caine, but I don't, like, he's not my Alfred.
Right.
Right? Who's with me out there? Let's get all the listeners go, hey-o.
I'm with you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got a lot of people with you.
But would you say, is Jack Nicholson your Joker? Or would you say, is Joaquin Phoenix is your Joker? Or would you say,
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He just played it to a T. He just brought such a...
Right.
I don't want to say different, because they're all a little different, but he just brought so much to that role.
Right.
And just so quirky and... Remember the backlash when he was named the Joker as well?
Is there backlash? What is wrong with people? Just
I
don't relax. Know.
I think it's just all these
just enjoy it
fanboys and then they take convincing. They can't
right.
They can't
that's
sort
how
of.
That's not how I picture it in my head.
Come on, let yourself go a little bit and think about it. You
I
know?
Guess also no. If they and we don't very we're not knee-jerk comic reactions. Readers, but I guess if you're if there's a certain drawing style of a character too, and you're used to reading all the time, and that's where you know they're getting the source material. So if they're departing from that, sometimes you're like,
I think that's exactly it. You know, the comics are of being a visual medium. They've already got this predetermined look of
just
who
relax,
the Joker.
Everybody. Let artists do their things.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't have to. It's fine.
Especially Tim Burton and Chris Nolan, they know what they're doing.
Let Ariel be black.
Other than Beetlejuice 2.
I didn't see Beetlejuice. But isn't that just like with all movies when they try to do it again?
I don't know.
It just doesn't work. Joker, folie à deux.
I don't know. Question. If Batman doesn't kill people, then why did he kind of let Jack Napier go into the acid and to turn him into the Joker?
Right.
But isn't Batman's
but
rule
did he mean to do that? I mean, that's a question.
I guess
did
it's
Han
up to
Solo
debate.
Shoot...
First,
Grogu, Grudu,
who shot first?
Mappo. Did Batman mean to let Joker go? Did it slip? Is it like
seemed like he let him
like
go.
Sylvester Stallone on Cliffhanger? Was that the movie Cliffhanger?
He let that girl go.
No,
he
come
was like
on.
Fuck this guy.
No, he was his best friend. His best friend's wife. He didn't mean to do it.
Did we review Cliffhanger?
We should.
We should. It's really good. It's actually a really good action
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
So it's like, then, you know, controversy, man. Mm. I don't think I'm going to believe. I believe Han Solo shot first.
Han Solo?
I don't believe he in Cliffhanger.
You don't think Batman let go of Jack
I don't think he let go on purpose. I don't think, you know, Sylvester Stallone let go on purpose.
I like you get the little.
I think it'd be very hard to pull somebody up and keep yourself alive.
Did fine with Vicky Vale. And she weighs a lot more than 108.
I mean, she weighs 110. Soaking
Point
wet.
5.
Soaking wet. I think
she weighs a lot more than 108.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty low.
Yeah.
120, though.
For her frame?
I mean, she's not heavy.
Yeah, I think she's 150, 160 Ooh, easily.
No, definitely
not. It's all upstairs.
In the hair?
In How the much? Hair. Her hair alone weighs 50 pounds.
How much hairspray is in this hair?
I don't know. It seems like that hair would get in the way a lot. I like, though, that they hint when he deflects the bullet and they show you a just a little glimpse of the created Joker smile. And that's where he got the smile
that
from.
That is cool.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I noticed that in the theaters when I first watched it.
I feel like it did come back to me, but I did not remember it. But I remember enjoying like just that tease. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. And again, it's being creative. Like maybe you don't have the special effects or the budget to show the gore, but you tease it and it's actually more effective.
Yeah.
Like don't put the shark in every scene. Mm. Put the dun in. And that can, you know, it's what you don't see. Sometimes.
Oh, it's what you don't
see. Steven taught me that.
Vicky Vale, I started to notice her wardrobe colors were either white or black. And I started trying to depict or trying to...
what does that represent?
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to look at what it represented. And I feel like when she was in white, she was removed from the photojournalist role, and she was very supportive or loving or this and that. And when she was in black,
she was the leader.
She was sort of working.
Right. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Work and then mode. She was in purple once.
Oh.
And in purple when she met the Joker at the museum. I thought that was kind of cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When she thought she was being invited by Bruce Wayne, she wore purple.
But she wore purple, but it matched the scene for sure.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Money.
Yeah. And then I wondered when they were running and then all of a sudden they got away from the museum And then he ziplines her up into that sort of causeway. And she's looking down and she starts taking pictures. Right. And she pulls out this massive fucking
camera. Yeah, where did that camera come from?
But I guess...
She must have always had it.
I thought she maybe stuffed it like in her bra or something like that. No, but I guess she did have a camera bag with her.
Yeah, there's a little good like the morning after where she really grabs her boobs looking for the film.
Yeah, the microfilm.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Oh, where's my... I'm just going to grab my nips. And where's the microfilm? Is it in my nips? Nope, not in my nips. Let me keep grabbing my boobs.
Vicky Bale, she likes her liquor. Eh? She got a little drunk at the Wayne Manor there on their first date.
Well, I think he got drunk too. He was drinking too.
Well, he says,
They were both drinking.
Were they? Teas. I don't know. He kind of admitted that I can't drink a lot. I go to the Wayne.
I go what?
I go, you know, it goes right to my head.
Oh, sure.
I go three sheets to the wind.
I guess you're always on as Batman.
I guess. But then he sleeps with her anyways. Batman totally took advantage of her.
No.
He did. He took advantage of her, drunk.
But they're both consenting adults.
Again, yeah, I'm not judging. You know, there was obviously a connection
this
enough.
This is basic instinct here. This is no Michael Douglas issue. But yeah, I mean, hey, maybe. Should we relook at this? We got to get Michaela.
I don't know. Batman's a bit of a creep, though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Bruce Wayne, anyways.
Well, I mean, that's
the guess maybe he's playing the persona. Playboy role then, eh? Maybe I'm just playing a role.
I feel like Michael Keaton doesn't play the creep as Bruce Wayne as much as maybe...
Christian Bale.
As could. A disguise as Christian Bale is. Like, he tries to really counterbalance the superhero aspect of it by playing like a creepy rich guy. But I just feel like Keaton is more of an eccentric kind of, you know, he plays by himself.
Mm.
Anyways, he plays by himself. Anything else you want to read?
Yeah, a couple things. Okay, couple great. Things. What do I got? Oh, we've talked. Oh, Joker. All right. Were you saving this for the end? You said you were going to ask me who my favorite this and that
I'm going to ask you right now, actually.
I think I already did say that Heath Ledger was my favorite. You did. Yeah. And then Jack Nicholson would be my second.
Okay. Who's your third? Barry Keoghan?
Oh, yeah. He was cool.
In that... Was it not even in the movie, though, was it? Or was it in the cut scene or something like that? After the credit scene?
I don't remember.
What about Jared Leto? What about...
I don't know about... That one. I mean, I...
No, it's fine. It's a terrible movie, and you can tell, you can say it sucks.
Yeah, I just... I can't do Jared Leto, man.
Oh, you can't do it at all.
I don't know. I just find the guy such a fucking try-hard, man.
Fair. I mean, he's a musician. He's an artist.
Is he, though? Have you listened to his music?
Well, what's his band?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, I was going to say Three Doors Down, but 30 Seconds... Oh, isn't that good?
Oh, dude. I don't know. Maybe if you like that stuff, sure.
I don't know. What's a 30 Seconds to Mars song?
I don't know. It's kind of like...
Oops, I did it again.
No, okay. I don't know. Pop rock?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Sure, I don't even know what I would call it.
Pop rock.
I don't know.
So, yeah, you're out on Jared Leto.
Out on Jared
Leto. All movies. Yeah. All Jared Leto movies. If Jared Leto's in it,
you're Morbius.
Out. Right. The Academy Award winning Morbius. Yeah.
He was good in Fight Club, and I think I liked him because he got shit beat out of him. Because
he was a part. He was like...
I wanted to destroy something beautiful.
Yeah. It's like when Kevin Spacey's playing a creep. You're like, yeah, I can deal with that because he's playing a creep.
Hmm.
Jared Leto's playing like a fancy boy.
Wasn't...
fancy boy.
What's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey exonerated?
Yeah, something happened criminally, like maybe something, you know, in his favor.
I think he was cleared.
He was cleared on maybe
he was
some
cleared.
Yeah, I'm not following his legal cases, but
I'm not a crook.
Right? Let me be frank.
Mm. I've got a line here that says it's hard to stay within the lines. Genuine laugh. Oh, right. When he's when he's doing his scrapbooking. Okay. Or whatever, and he gets the picture of Vicky Vale, and I think, this is my guess, is that he had to cut her out in the scene, and I bet the art director probably put some sort of line around it to make it easier, that like a line that Jack Nicholson had to follow while cutting them through, that you don't see.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, so he says it's hard to stay within the lines, and Bob, his... sidekick right. just gives this really genuine laugh, like it was such so off the cuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like they were both you know, like he almost broke character for a second.
I bet you it was Jack just fucking improvising.
Probably.
And after like the, after like the seventh take of
probably cutting it,
cutting her head off.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
he just, whoops.
I didn't hear it.
Great.
You bumped the mic. I didn't hear it.
These Bud Lights are going to my head.
I like the, we're talking about miniatures, matte paintings, a little bit of stop motion animation with the shields on the Batmobile.
Well, and a little bit of animation too, like in the very beginning when there's like, you can see the silhouette of Batman.
Yeah.
And he kind of walks back. And you're
yeah,
like,
that was like hand drawn.
Yeah.
The
choices.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than a green screen.
Best Batmobile now.
Well, I think I like Christopher Nolan's Batman.
Yeah, the proud. It's just so, so cool. So beastly.
And again,
Uh-oh, who's this?
Someone's here.
Someone's...
Oh, food.
Oh, dog's going to eat that.
What's
that
from? Hey, get out of there.
What's that from?
Ooh, we got a little bit of charcuterie board was delivered to us here.
My wife dropped over... Dropped
Your off. Wife drops off some...
They just got home.
Try this.
They just got home from the thing. And they
ready? Let's do a taste test here.
Not sure where they were or why they had that.
Or how many people touched it. Oh, this tastes like someone touched it.
Sausage? Are you touching my sausage?
It's got a hair on it.
Oh, really?
No.
I shaved.
It probably fell on it.
It fell on my shavings?
I don't know.
If you're listening at home, that's Sean chewing.
I've got a note here, and we talked about this. I like Nolan's universe, that they explain the toys and gadgets.
Right.
But none of them explain the construction of the Batcave.
Right.
And all the Batcaves and all the universes are so extravagant that there's no way that Bruce Wayne built it all completely himself.
Well, sometimes you see the actual house, Wayne Manor, and you're like, where's the cave under this? But I guess the idea is it's not built on a mountain. Like, you're literally going underground.
On a hillside. It's got like a underground
river. Like, what's creating that cave system? I want my Wayne Manor on a mountain. Like, you know, some of those.
I want to spelunk into the Batcave.
What's those, like, you know, when you're in Germany and there's like those castles right on the mountainside? I don't know if it's in Germany.
I've never been to Germany, but I imagine.
Yeah. What's it like? There's like a Bond movie or something where there's like a building like right on, like that's where you want your Wayne Manor. So when they go to the Batcave, you're like, yeah, I get it. I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
What I'm getting at is that he must have hired. All of them and all the universes must have had some help. Right.
And then he killed them like
something.
Breaking Bad.
Or they've got some serious non-disclosure agreements or something like that. I have no idea.
So it's a natural cave system, but they've had to like adhere all these like platforms and cables.
Well, yeah, like look at Nolan's when the Batmobile like raises up. Yeah. There's no way he constructed that by himself. Him and Alfred. Michael Caine, I can't lift a fucking screwdriver for the life of me. You know?
That was pretty good.
And then let's look at this Alfred.
Immigrant worker.
This Alfred's doing nothing but serving champagne and
and
making dinner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not lifting pouring cement and shit like that. He's not
pouring cement. No.
Anyways.
So, immigrant workers.
I can look beyond it, but I'm saying they never
were. Who are at the bottom?
They gassed him
of the Batcave. Like how many?
I don't know how many
slaves
did he kill? Of the to sacrifice.
It's a great question.
It's for the greater good.
Or
what are you doing? It's for the greater good.
You know how like in
don't choke me.
Like Oompa Loompa Land. Like, is there a bunch of Oompa Loompas in the Batman's universe?
Maybe the bats built it for him.
Like,
hey. Synthesized robot shit. Bats.
Like Ant-Man, like how the ants actually
exactly.
can do shit. The bat.
He did some sort of Tai Chi. Right. And, you know, he channeled his thoughts and energy into a group of bats.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Something like that. Yeah. Except he doesn't do the splits.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's the best part.
See, I can't even lift the microphone. Oh, there's no way Alfred helped out building that shit.
If you can't do anything.
There's no way. What's the thumb? What are you saying?
Like, are you
Russ
ready?
Is saying, shut up.
Last time I said, are you ready? You said no, so I didn't want to say, are you ready again?
Oh.
So signal.
And I loosely talked about this. Knox is the unsung hero of this film.
Yes.
He's constantly trying to keep Vicky out of danger. Yeah.
And hit on her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. He's yeah. Definitely. Yeah. But if you look beyond that, he's like trying to keep her out of danger. He's sure. warning everybody. He's kind of bringing the Batman to life, to light when right. no one else would.
Right. Smart guy. Yep.
Yeah. He's exposing he's it. No one wants to believe him at all.
Listening to the.
And vagrants. Then Vicky Vale hits him with the fucking car. Why couldn't she just break? Why couldn't she just break? He's on the car.
There is some injustice here with Vicky Vale. Like the fact that she just screams at everything and she's a little bit dainty in some aspects. Not dainty,
but.
I think, you know, Kim does a good job, but I don't think the movie does her any service here. But yeah, that's unfortunate. She hurt Knox and you're upset.
Typical woman driver.
No, come on.
How many coins I get for that one? I think I put 50 coins in. I'm just kidding. To all the female drivers out there listening to this podcast right now,
I don't think we have
slow down. Pay attention to what you're doing. Right now, they're just, oh my God, would you hear what Sean said? Oh my God, they're about to crash.
I think
now
they're just thinking you have 50 coins of the HBO series.
Yeah. Why? What's that? What do you mean?
Isn't that what the show is called? 50 coins?
Oh, because I said the 50 coin reference here?
Yeah. Like, I just pushed 50 coins.
Oh God, that one came and died, eh? The 50 coins.
Yeah, I wonder, because wasn't, what's his face supposed to be in it?
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, wasn't Paul Giamatti supposed to be in like season 2 or 3? Well,
I think it was, but I didn't watch it.
At one point, we were going to do a watch-along where we watched 50 coins in the comedy.
That ended real quick. That ended up. That was in our fourth iteration of JARP. This is now our fifth.
Well, we're going to head into our fifth.
And much better.
Yeah.
I found he had to push like 80 buttons just to work those bat wing scissors. I think he's like boop, 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 boop. And all the scissors did would come out.
Oh, the ones that gets the balloons?
Yeah. And then he's like boop, 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 boop. And then they opened.
Right.
And then to pull them closed, he had a whole joint. Like, come on. Yeah, there's one button to activate scissors,
right.
One button to open them, and one button to close them. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
Do you think, speaking of Batman technology, of the Batwing, with the Batmobile, do you think this is the first self-driving car? Like, this is the first...
Oh, yeah. This is, like, the first Tesla.
Like, there's... Thing, right? Yeah, there's no one's remote controlling it.
And it stops.
Yeah, well, then that could be a voice command. But for it to drive to Batman, like, it is navigating through... GPS sensors.
Imagine if he had a cold when he's like, stop, stop, and it didn't stop. Just, well, there goes Batman. Sorry,
what did you say? Did you say keep going?
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm in self-drive mode. Hello, Batman. anyways, he had 80 buttons to work the Batman system, and he had all this fancy targeting system, and he couldn't hit the Joker, and then the Joker pulls out basically a 40 caliber
That'll get the job
done. And brings the whole thing down.
That'll get the job done.
Yeah.
Movie magic. Yeah, it's silly.
I don't think just extending the barrel rifle makes the bullet any more powerful.
Well, you know what? This movie's called Batman.
I know.
Based off a superhero.
I know. I'm just trying to find some talking points. That's all.
And I'm talking back to you.
Yeah.
Like, fucking relax.
And the church scene. The church scene. You know what sound they should have had when he knocked over all the benches? Pew, 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 pew.
You've already brought that forward a little bit more.
Pew, 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 pew.
Isn't that
pew.
Like it's a Star Wars sound effect, too? Like people like to use the pew, 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 pew for Star Wars.
Yeah. But
I get the joke.
Okay.
And I just wanted to keep
going. Do you want to explain it to the people at home?
Yeah.
That so might like, not know what
when a you church, go to church
bench is called.
And you sit to watch the pastor molest the boys. You sit on what's called a pew. And in front of you is the Bible.
Pew, pew, pew,
and
pew.
Pornography is stuck in the back of the pew in front of you. Trust me, I've been to church a lot.
That's not mine. Times. That's the pastor. That's not mine. Yeah,
everyone hymns. Turn to page Hustler.
Yeah. And you know that the big stair climb at the end, if Batman's got grappling hooks, what the fuck is he climbing the stairs for?
Well, if he doesn't, he gotta use that when it's important to use it.
You don't think maybe catching up to her and him at a reasonable pace would you just, I'm just gonna use the grappling hook.
Yeah, but you have to throw the grapple. Like, you need your gravity's against you. He's
got the whole ejector.
Oh, I see. Not the grappling thing. Hook, but the...
With the grappling hook on the end of it. Because he's got it, because dude, when they fell from the clock
there's
tower...
There's a tool that could help him, for sure. But he, you know...
I know, for dramatic sake.
You got to walk up the, right? The... What did you call it? It was the
Hill Valley Clock Tower.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, what happened in 1985?
He went back in time. It got struck by lightning.
Yeah, and it didn't work until...
Until No, it got struck in 1955.
Okay, it didn't work until.
It hasn't worked since. Whew. Yeah.
They never got it working in 1985? They didn't get it
No,
working?
Save the clock tower. That's how he got the pamphlet. Save a clock tower. Karen came and brought it over to him.
Come on now.
And then he jumps in his awesome Toyota Tacoma.
You know what's a great movie?
Toyota Tacoma?
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my top five movies you know of all
not,
time.
Not a good movie? Back to the Future 2 and 3.
3's not bad, actually.
All right, all right. They're just dining out on the first one.
What did he call him? Say Clint Eastwood? Or did he say John Wayne? What did he say his name was in number
Calvin two? Calvin Klein. The thing no, on Calvin Klein
was at number one.
Okay, that's all I know. I only know. And
when the one. Wild Wild West, I think he called himself Clint Eastwood.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Eastwood. That's right. Mr. Eastwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where'd you learn to shoot like that? 7-Eleven.
310 to Yuma?
Yeah. Yeah. You ready to rate this thing?
I'm ready.
Oh my God, that's. See, this is how rusty I am.
Quick call, Matt.
Hi, I'm Matt.
Oh,
I'm too busy. Bye.
Bye. We're going to rate. This
no,
is,
we just hung up on Matt.
This is. This shit is awesome. Called the JARP rating. And what happens is we rate the movie from one JARP to five JARPs.
Right, we don't believe in zeros.
One is. Yeah. Five has changed my life.
And what's 2.5 equal?
2.5 is like middle ground.
Which equals? What did you give 2.5?
The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors, right. So that's so, your barometer.
So that's a great way to lead to my joke is that I don't rate it. I just say, is it better or worse than The Great Outdoors? And guess what? This movie is way better than The Great Outdoors.
Oh, I'd say so.
It's funnier. It's cooler. It penetrated the culture a lot better than Great Outdoors did, but you know what? I would have loved to see John Candy in this as a goon.
Would have had a good cameo.
The mime.
Yeah.
He would have been great.
Or one of the news anchors.
A little sidekick. Ooh, like without wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
I like it. I think it's funny when they're not wearing makeup. Also, you see all their zits and shit like that. It's like, you don't think she could have put a comb through her hair at least, you know?
Yeah.
but anyways, I get yes, for dramatical
yeah,
purposes.
Yeah, it was
funny.
Hyper. Yeah, silliness, yeah. But yes, she could have combed her hair.
Yeah,
with a brush.
Could,
she could have, would have, could have. How did? What did you? Could have, would have, should have. What did?
Okay, this is the part where I actually read shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I give it 4.75 out of 5. Pretty high. Pretty high. I still
it's really close.
Still holds up after 35 years later. It's setting the bar, albeit Superman did really for the standard of what a superhero movie should be like.
F Superman.
Not many have lived up to the quality of Tim Burton's Batman. The matte paintings, miniatures, and music make it feel and look like a Broadway musical at times, but that's its charm. Ooh. You can argue tirelessly about who's the best Batman,
who's
the best Joker,
who's the best?
Who's the best Batmobile, but in all the universes, one constant fact remains is that there is a group of Batcave subcontractors out there that know the true identity of Batman with some serious non-disclosure agreements. It's 4.75. Yeah.
Out of all Superman hero movies.
Superman?
Sorry. Out of all superhero movies, is this one of your favorites?
Yeah, I would say so. Oh, okay. And I think probably a big piece of it is nostalgia. I distinctly remember going to Eagle Ridge Cinemas to watch this movie, standing in line for a good hour or so before. Mm. I remember the length of the line was absolutely massive.
Wow, good memory.
This was an experience. This whole movie was an experience.
Yeah.
Definitely one of my favorites for sure. If not, I'm going to go on a whim here. I would say this is probably my favorite.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
Yeah. Next to Blackburn. Not Blackburn. Black Brightburn.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Brightburn was pretty good.
It's a horror movie, isn't it?
It's a horror, super movie, horror movie.
It's not DC or Marvel, is it?
No. It's its own IP. It's James Gunn, though.
Oh.
Had something to do with him.
Did he?
There was talks of a Brightburn 2, but it got canceled.
What's James Gunn doing now? He should really do more superhero movies. He's doing Superman.
Yeah.
He's like leading the DC charge.
And it needs recharging.
Sure. They all do. I mean, or you could just never watch another superhero movie. Good. We should never do.
What do you think of Ben Affleck's Batman?
I care not. It's fine. I don't care. I have no emotional attachment to it whatsoever.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I would go Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, then probably Ben Affleck.
Sure.
Oh, no. I forgot about Robert Pattinson. I really liked him.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Batman.
That's actually a really tough argument. Other than Christian Bale's winner, chicken dinner.
Okay,
but after that, I think it gets pretty debatable.
What about the guy who was in the show? So what's the guy in the TV shows?
The '70s. Bruce. I want to say Bruce Ward. Bruce
Wayne.
Bruce Ward.
Yeah.
Bruce Ward. Bruce yeah. Wade.
We could look that up. That was. That guy's fun too.
Yeah.
I think he's better than
a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be interesting
like
to
watch. Like the Clooney, the Val Kilmer.
I mean, I know society and culture hated them, but are they that better or worse than Affleck? I don't know.
Affleck's got the stature, though. He's got the body. He bulked
up.
Yeah, he got huge.
Too much, maybe. Because then you see him as Bruce Wayne, you're like, wait a second. This millionaire looking
you all can't like move a, like that.
Wait a second. What about
you've been fucking J-Lo.
Would you give any credit to Will Arnett? Lego Batman.
Oh, the voice?
Yeah.
He's definitely if you want to rate voices.
Well, I'm just saying
he's the winner chicken dinner.
Oh. Wow.
Because imagine if Will Arnett did Christian Bale's voice.
Oh.
Imagine that combo. That'd be pretty good.
I think Will Arnett's a little bit too comical for that, but maybe.
But he's got the good voice for it.
He's got
a babe, no, wait, no, babe, no. Wait, babe, no, wait.
Lifestyle? Wait, no. Lifestyle? Wait,
no. Style? Hot rod.
Wild style. Any other things? What are you doing right now? Why don't you tell me what's going on for you?
This is where we talk about things we're watching, which Russ just asked.
you could just easily flowed right into it.
Yeah. I could have, but no, I made those bumpers for a reason.
Yeah.
Let's play them.
The bumpers are great.
Oh. What are you getting at?
The fact that you like reintroduced it as soon as the moves. You could have been like, because I said, what are you listening to? And then you played the bumper and then you could have been like, well, I'm
watching Face Off. Okay, let's try that again.
Okay. So what are you listening to, watching?
A new Prime series.
Fucking smooth.
That was really good. Called Face Off Inside the NHL. You know, I'm a hockey guy.
And you love Nicolas Cage.
He's
in the Face Off.
I get it.
Okay.
I thought maybe, I was like, oh, is he the narrator? I don't remember him being the narrator.
All right.
It's good. It's very HBO 24/7 ish. Behind the scenes.
Is it on? What is it on? Prime or something?
Yeah, it's on Prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's six episodes. It's very all access pass. So, you know, lots of swearing and just.
Which I hate.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. If you like hockey.
What is it about?
Just kind of the last season, the last 2024 season of the NHL. Yeah. And,
is there a drama, something dramatic that happened?
Well, the last two episodes touch base on the Oilers' journey to the Stanley Cup finals and ultimately their loss. Oh, so yeah.
Who ended up winning that one? Was it
the Florida Panthers?
I was going to say, was it a hot place?
Yeah. But one of my favorite players, Matthew Tkachuk, he's a little
Florida.
Yeah, he's a little, not little.
He's a big guy.
You kicked the shit out of both of us. He's a shit disturber.
Oh, yeah. You like him?
Yeah. I really like him.
Yeah.
You're
watching Abbott Elementary?
Yeah, someone recommended it at work. It's so good.
It's funny.
It's very office-like. It's got that mockumentary. Mm-hmm. We speak to the camera at times. I love the
principal. Principal's my favorite.
She is so good. Yeah, and she's just like in her own world, man.
I kind of gonna go in and out with Abbott Elementary, like if it's on or if I'm just like I'll watch.
That's the thing; you can just watch an episode or two
as soon as you know the
characters.
There's
a bit of an ongoing story, but it's not doesn't have too much follow through. You know.
You know. Also on the Disney Plus is English Teacher, and there's only one season. I recommend checking it out for you. There's 30-minute episodes, so kind of like Abbott Elementary.
Is it English?
It's English. They speak in English.
Is it like across the pond English?
Like American. No.
It's okay.
American. Brian Jordan Alvarez is like the creator and star. And who I really love, a woman named Stephanie Koenig. Koenig. Mm. Anyways, she's amazing. But anyways, great. I recommend The English Teacher.
So I started watching... I'm eating more of the sausage.
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
Because I love dick.
But so. No, I think everyone does. Sean, that's if you funny. Really break it down, there is, you're going to talk
sausage about, or penis?
You're going to talk about another Prime show, because I think I've seen this advertised on Prime as well.
Which one?
The Office Australia.
Right.
And is it good? Is it good?
It's...
Because it does is
it's funny.
My gender bias is maybe subconsciously coming into play here, and I'm like, wait a second, that's no Michael Scott.
Michael Scott shouldn't be female. Is that what you're saying?
maybe that's what I'm saying.
Michael Scott and Dwight are both females.
I'm not saying it out loud, but maybe I am thinking.
I think because I have so much of a love for The Office, I swear we've watched the season front to back.
Yeah,
I'm going to say at least 6 or 7 times.
And by now. The Office, you mean Ricky Gervais, the English version.
No, I'm talking about the American version.
Well, that's the original, Sean. And if you really love The Office, you would
I have
love.
Watched a bit of... Maybe I should get my wife to watch some of the original.
I just rewatched it in the last year. It was
how many seasons did they do?
2 seasons and a Christmas special.
Oh.
Just like the extras.
Like the Star Wars Christmas special?
I would assume...
More sausage.
I would assume... Please eat on the mic again, because that's fun for everybody listening. Anyways, I'm a big Office Briton. You know, not that that's a hot take, but I'm a big...
You like British. Across the pond stuff.
I like Ricky Gervais. I think it's so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So, and you know what? It gets more uncomfortable versus, like, I think the Steve Carell, you know, they're trying to soften Steve Carell's edges a little bit more.
No, Ricky Gervais is definitely cringeworthy.
Yeah, it's super cringe.
Beyond.
It's amazing.
So The Office Australia, it's good, but okay. You can tell that they're trying to follow similar storylines, like the Pam and Jim sort sure. of,
yeah, same
you know,
with
yeah.
the American version.
Yeah, you feel, it yeah. feels the same characters with Australian accents. Oh, but maybe gender swapped.
I was
swapped.
Like this until the accident.
But yeah, I don't feel, other than maybe trying to be more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Original.
Like, not just modern, but relevant.
Relevant. Because is it new?
It's post-COVID.
Oh.
So they bring up COVID and the fact that people are just coming back to the office after COVID funny. And stuff. That's yeah.
And so it's new and it's currently being filmed. Like they're... It's not canceled already or anything.
I don't know.
Okay, or like run its season.
Oh, here's now your dog. She's going to eat my sausage.
Oh, hello, doggy. Do you smell Sean's sausage?
Get your nose out of my sausage. The reason, just circling back to Abbott Elementary, the reason I started watching it mm-hmm. is Abbott Elementary takes place in Philadelphia.
Okay, you know what else takes place in Philadelphia?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, I was going to say Philadelphia.
And the reason I started watching it is because there's supposedly going to be a crossover.
Not supposedly, it okay. is going to happen.
It's gonna. So there's going to merge It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with Abbott.
Yes.
How the hell is that going to happen? Both are very...
It's a different tone.
Different tones. Different tone. Yeah.
Okay, my daughter... Oh, you're dressed
so we
up
can't
as a
swear.
Minion.
We can't swear while it's Halloween tomorrow. Daughter is here.
You're dressed up as a minion. Which minion are you
again?
You
can swear. That's okay. I hear my daddy swear all the time.
Which minion are you going to be, Scarlett?
And I hear him Bob. Hit my mommy. Oh my what? Russ.
Do you need something, Scarlett? No, you just go upstairs.
We're almost done. We're at an hour and 12 here. People are starting to think, you know what, you guys? You're obviously rusty. You've gone over our allocated normal 59-minute mark.
Okay, I'm just going to say, if you haven't watched The Taste of Things, you should watch The Taste of Things.
Is that a cooking show?
It's a movie about cooking.
Okay.
It was a 2023 movie.
Okay.
But you can now watch it, I think, through the streaming platform of Crave.
Did you watch Chef with what's his face?
The guy who drives Iron Man.
The guy
Man
from
around.
Swingers? Yeah. the director of Swingers.
The guy who pretty much owns Disney and Star Wars and all that kind of stuff.
I heard that was pretty good.
Oh, can I know.
And he developed the not the spear, the.
Like the place where they shoot The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
He developed that?
He helped develop
John
it.
John Favreau,
that's
developed.
It.
Developed. The globe is not. It's like a globe, isn't it? It's
globe,
like
the sphere.
The sphere. What's the place in
the
Las
dome.
Vegas when you go to the
sphere? That's the sphere. That's why I'm getting
you get
mixed
really
up.
High and yeah, you watch yeah. a YouTube concert. YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah, Joshua Tree's YouTube.
Sunday, YouTube's Joshua bloody Tree. Sunday.
We're sitting at home watching YouTube.
Halloween's coming up. Lots of horror movies coming out.
Oh, are you a big horror fan?
I like the odd horror movie, for sure. I watched Demi Moore's The Substance. Yeah. That was a ride and a half. Okay. I do not recommend that for anybody with a weak stomach.
Yeah,
that's for sure. I don't think
body horror. Enjoy. Not a big body horror.
Body horror. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, crazy. Very crazy. Smile 2 supposedly is getting ridiculously good reviews.
Oh, interesting.
Like 9 out of 10s, 8.5 out of 10s. There's Oscar buzz.
No.
Yes. There has been Oscar buzz around Naomi Scott, the lead actress for it. So I didn't believe it myself. I thought it was a joke. Someone at work recommended it that just loved it, said the sound design was amazing, said it was one of the scariest movies that they'd ever seen. So I thought they were joking at first, went down the rabbit hole, started doing a little, and sure enough, the reviews of it are fantastic. So I'm intrigued.
It's going to win an Oscar because of an
well, she won't actor. Win. No one will win over a horror movie, but supposedly just her performance in it is unreal. So, yeah. No. It's very intriguing.
Anyways. This is when you thought The Idol was going to win shit.
The Idol?
Yeah, what was that stupid movie with The Weeknd in it?
Oh, Idol. Yeah. I was thinking of like a car idol.
Like when the car idols? You know when your car idols and you think
it's going to win. You know when your car idols and you don't go anywhere.
You know that? Play that car idol beat.
Yeah. I thought that movie was decently. Obviously, I made a really bad prediction. Yeah, on
like
that
Smile one. Too.
Yeah. Why? I just said this is what I've heard. This is what I've heard.
Who you listen to?
Yeah, internet.
Who on the internet?
Reddit.
I mean, I bet you it's good. I mean, as far as if you like horror movies, I'm sure it's fine. I think it's better than the first one. I've heard that, but I don't know if it's going to win any actual prestigious
awards. I don't think horror movies get much attention other than...
Signs of the Lambs, Exorcist. What?
Ari Aster's Midsommar.
Midsommar? What did it get nominated for, Midsommar?
I think Pew Pew Pew.
Florence Pugh got a nomination?
I don't think so.
I think, if anything, maybe Joaquin Phoenix got something for the one he was in, the Ari Aster, the recent one where he was like...
Oh, yeah, Billy is anxious. Billy is anxious. That's that whole thing is like an anxiety ride.
I didn't ever watch it.
It's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's what an Aria. I mean, I love Ari Aster movies, Ari Aster movies, but.
Well, remember I made you watch The Hereditary. Yeah, it was fantastic. It's
a great movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woman of the Hour. I want to see Anna Kendrick's directorial debut.
On the Netflix?
Yeah.
Well, go home and watch it then. What's your hold up?
Well, I'm just saying, have you seen it?
No, I'm.
It's supposed to be like a true crime kind of thing.
All right. You tell me all about it.
I don't watch it.
You tell me all about it. I'm interested to see what
Blink,
you say. And
then Blink Twice, Zoe Kravitz's directorial debut.
And you like that? That's not streaming. You stole that off the internet, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I stole it off the internet.
Channing Tatum, isn't that?
Yeah, he's creepy in it.
Like all men. Oh, we've already talked about this.
Yeah, yeah, we have talked. Men are bad.
Yeah, men are bad.
But I really thought for a directorial debut, it was really solid movie.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, again, not for the, I'm not going to say weak stomach, but definitely there are some, let's just say there's a trigger warning at the beginning. And I kind of rolled my eyes, thinking, oh God, what kind of woke universe do we live
in?
But then
you're like,
then I was like, okay, I kind of get the, there was some.
No, I think you have to, especially.
Some sexual scenes that were,
unconsensual sex, I think you should probably. There's.
Yeah, I don't even want. I don't even. I'm not even comfortable saying that word.
Yeah.
The R word.
Rape.
Oh! Get a coin for that one.
Yeah, I don't say it in any joking manner. It is. No. It's terrible.
Yeah. I just don't. I'm not even comfortable saying that word. I think it's fair
to warn people about that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that was Michaela's. Showgirls. After making her watch Showgirls, she was like, you know, you should probably let people know. If you're telling people to watch a movie, you should maybe give them the warning what's in it. And I'm like,
yeah. That's not up to us.
Really good
point.
It's
up to the filmmakers to add trigger warnings.
Come on.
Now. I'm just kidding.
We have a responsibility at JARP to let you know. I think that was actually, who did Showgirls and Total Recall?
Paul Verhoeven.
I think that was his one.
And Hollow Man.
Oh, we've already talked about some, I'm sure. But I think that was his one regret, that whole scene. But you know... Showgirls has been reclaimed, especially from the queer community. Like, people are super, as like a pulpy kind of trash movie that people really like.
What is the LGBTQ community that's like about it?
I think just because it's so trash, it's so bad. It's
but
good.
What's their?
I think they just love like the goofiness of it. There's like queer elements to it.
Obviously. Oh, is there?
Yeah, like with the
Gina Gershon and Elizabeth Berkley have a bit of a moment. Yeah, yeah,
really brought those names forward. Yeah. I think, what do I know? living in suburbia.
Not much.
In my palace.
Speaking of, what do you know? Do you know what time it is?
It's random.
Random movie trivia game.
I sound just like that game. I've folded out a deck of cards, trivia cards. Sean's going to randomly pick one of them somewhere in the middle. We've never seen these cards before.
He's like, here, take this one.
I'm going to also pick one.
If we weren't running so long, I'd say we should do two cards to make up for the time. Wow. But
no one wants that.
No, nobody wants that. They just want us to
end. Four questions right each. Now. So one who gets the most wins. Okay. You want me to ask you first?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Oh my God! What
actor? Let's just think about sausage.
Yeah. What Ari Aster? No. What actor masquerades as a Bible salesman in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
As a Bible salesman,
correct. He masquerades as a Bible salesman in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Who's the main
actor? I'm just gonna say George Clooney.
Yeah, but that's the main actor. So you know the movie. It is John Goodman.
Oh.
There we go.
All right. Zero for me.
Zero for you.
All right. Ready?
Let's see how I do.
What duo plays Bob and Doug McKenzie in the 80s comedy Strange Brew?
Really? Rick Moranis and the other Canadian actor. Oh, gosh. I bet you if you gave me his first name.
The Wendy's guy.
Oh, Dave Thomas. Thank you. Wow, that was really nice of you.
Correct.
I mean, I we'll see how this goes.
It's funny how I said Wendy's and Russ got it.
Yeah. Well, because if you had told me D, I would have figured it out, but I just couldn't think of Dave Thomas' name.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not what you would have said if I said D.
What are you talking about? Don't fucking question me.
Here we go. More sausage.
In what film does James Bond get married?
The one after...
I would not know this.
Surprise, fuck, I don't surprise, fucking surprise. Know.
The answer is On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Which, like, what James Bond would have that been?
I don't know. That's too long of a name.
Like, not Pierce Brosnan, not Sean Connery. What is some of the other guys who play James Bond, right? Other than Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig. All right. Zero for me, one for you.
Right.
Let's go. What F word does Vin Diesel's character like to say in the Fast and Furious movies?
Family.
Oh my God.
Guess what I've never seen?
Correct. A
Fast and Furious movie.
You've never even seen one?
Well, who knows?
But you know the memes that like he always says. Like maybe the first
one. Yeah. All right. I know, like, he talks about
two family. Two for us, zero for me.
According to Colonel Kilgore.
Why do I get the shit ones? Seriously.
What does Charlie not do in Apocalypse Now? According to Colonel Kilgore, what does Charlie not do in Apocalypse Now? Do you want me to guess who Charlie Kilgore is?
Charlie would be the enemy?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to guess who Colonel Kilgore is? Will that help you if I guess which actor is?
No, I don't need any help. Okay. I mean, I do. I need lots of help.
You helped with Dave Thomas. So the guy...
Oh, I'm out of time.
Who's the lawyer in The Godfather? He's not a family member, but he's like the... Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess, because I could be wrong, that Robert Duvall plays Colonel Kilgore in Apocalypse Now. And what does he say Charlie does not do?
Give up.
Do you remember his scenes?
No.
Oh, man. He doesn't surf.
Oh, Charlie doesn't surf.
And I could be wrong. Maybe Colonel Kilgore is not. But I thought there was like a big surf scene with...
I think, yeah. When they're like napalming the stuff. They're like in mixed
battle.
Doesn't
he like surf after that?
He's like, grab your surfboards, guys! Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, whatever.
Okay. Well...
Things are looking up for me.
Yeah, very. What war is going on in Gone with the Wind? What war is happening during Gone with the Wind?
Jesus. I'm going to guess World War One.
Oh. The American Civil War.
Fuck. I really. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
No, that's fair.
That's okay.
Drew May. Oh, ready?
Yeah. I'm ready. Let me see if I can redeem myself at least one point.
I think you'll get this. Drew Barrymore played Gertie in E.T. How old was she when it was released? How old was she when the movie was released? Here we go. You got options. 3, 5, or 7?
5.
How old was she when the movie was released?
Russ is giving me double down.
Not when the movie was filmed. When the movie
7.
Was 7.
Correct.
Nice. Okay, you got one last one. You're already one.
Civil War. I mean, that makes sense.
American Civil War.
American Civil War, obviously. Not like the Marvel movie.
Well, I don't know. What designer inspired the look of the Alien franchise?
Oh, fuck.
No, I won't know. That is wrong.
I won't know it, but I have heard his name many times, especially talking about aliens recently.
H.
Oh, yeah, sure.
R.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, no.
H.R. Geiger.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I couldn't pull it out. I still won. But it's your Gerger.
Shit.
All right, buddy. Well, it's been a long time.
That was garbage, man.
Let's not wait this long again.
Why do we have to ruin it with a shitty... Just
because you didn't win doesn't mean you have to be a loser about it.
I'm not really. I'm just for dramatical purposes. We've run a little bit long today. That's because we're rusty. Woo!
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thanks for joining us.
You guys have missed us, so you wanted a long episode anyways.
And by you guys...
We meant the three of you that listen to this podcast.
All right, everybody. See
Matt,
you later.
Jason, and Melanie.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Melanie.
Hey.
Okay, see you. Love you, Sean. Bye.
Love you too, buddy. See you soon.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, 'cause it's now.